Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
It'll be mostly sunny today with a high of 75. Meteorologist Ed Kieser has details on that coming up in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The head of the Illinois State Board of Elections says he knew there was a lot of interest in early voting, but he says the results of this year's early voting process are truly remarkable. Amanda Vinicky has details.
It's the first time Illinois has offered early voting in a presidential election. State Board of Elections Director Dan White says numbers of how many people took advantage of it are still coming in, but he knows the total will be record-breaking.
Well over 700,000 Illinois voters have voted early. It could reach as high as 800,000.
White says knowing Election Day will be busy for him, he tried to vote early.
I went to vote early downtown and here in Chicago, and the line was so long, I couldn't wait.
Although they were cast before the election, early and absentee ballots are not counted early. They'll be counted with all of the others Tuesday. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
In the Illinois Attorney General, Lisa Madigan says 166 teams of investigators throughout the state will be monitoring the general election. Madigan says it's to ensure that voting rights are protected tomorrow. On Sunday, Madigan's office announced that 125 teams will be assigned throughout northern Illinois, including Chicago. Another 41 teams will observe activity in the rest of the state. Investigators will look at claims of voter fraud or voting irregularity. The Attorney General's office is also reminding voters of their rights. For one, if a voter makes a mistake or spoils a paper ballot and it hasn't been cast, the voter has the right to receive a replacement ballot. And no one is allowed to try to influence a voter within 100 feet of a polling place. Recent polls show that Barack Obama has a 20 to 30 point lead over John McCain in Illinois. But State Representative Jim Durkin is hopeful the race will narrow significantly by tomorrow. Durkin co-chairs McCain's Illinois campaign.
I know the political realities of this state. If we get between 8 and 10 points, I think we'll reflect incredibly on the McCain campaign throughout the United States.
Durkin says Republicans in Illinois are refocusing their efforts on nearby battleground states. He says hundreds of McCain volunteers have traveled to Ohio and Missouri, and many others are making phone calls to swing state voters. Meanwhile, Barack Obama visits Indiana tomorrow for a final push in his bid to become the first Democrat to win that state since 1964. Illinois Senator's campaign says he'll visit the Indianapolis area and that the details of the Election Day visit won't be announced beforehand so Obama can meet with voters informally without interrupting their voting activities. Obama's campaign says he wants to meet voters in person, ask for support, and urge them to get out and vote. His campaign says his visit to Indiana, coming a day after Republican presidential John McCain is scheduled to visit Indianapolis, will be his 49th campaign stop in Indiana. Obama has focused money and time on that state, hoping to become the first Democratic presidential candidate to carry the state since Lyndon Johnson won Indiana in 1964. Democrat Dick Durbin is winding down his bid for a third term in the U.S. Senate with the advantage of long experience, a larger war chest, and much greater name recognition than his rookie Republican opponent, Dr. Steve Sauerberg. About a week ago, Sauerberg unveiled a new TV ad accusing Durbin of being a partisan lapdog for the far left. But the campaign has otherwise been low-key, pitting a Republican doctor and political novice from Willowbrook against a popular Democrat who has served Illinois and Washington since 1982. Durbin was a 7-term congressman before he was first elected to the Senate in 1996. As the Senate's number 2 Democrat, Durbin touted his clout and long track record fighting for Illinois issues in Washington. You can hear in-depth and comprehensive election coverage on the local, state, and federal level tomorrow night beginning at 6 o'clock here on AM 580. A Champaign County man is set to be sentenced today for the murder of his estranged wife, a death that kept searchers busy for months trying to find her. Robert Arnett was convicted 2 months ago for the May 2007 killing of Naomi Arnett in Sadorus. He was accused of burying Mrs. Arnett's body in a wooded area near the town. It was finally found several months later. Arnett's attorneys have said they plan to appeal the conviction. He could be sentenced up to 60 years in prison later this morning. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist Ed Kieser is here with another in-depth look at weather here on AM 580. Mostly to answer the question, what's up with 75 degrees today, tomorrow, and Wednesday?
What do you mean, what's up?
It's November.
I know. We have southerly winds. It's what some would call Indian summer. It's a prolonged period of warm weather after the first freeze, which we've now had. So enjoy it.
Well, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, you better enjoy it because at some point, it's going to change. And we do have indeed warm weather expected not only today, but tomorrow and Wednesday as well. Thursday, the transition day, a cold front will arrive probably during the afternoon or evening, and with it some showers and thunderstorms. So for those that are wondering how long will it stay dry, it's going to stay dry probably through Wednesday night. And then we get the rain in here on Thursday, chance of showers lingering into Friday, and much cooler air coming in later in the week. So basically, the forecast is warm and dry today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms arriving Thursday with temperatures still on the warm.